800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show and bring up anything. We're kicking off hour number two here, and whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, for instance, maybe a rant you want to get off your chest. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo here for the Free Talk Live Hour of Power.
Sorry, I can't help it. Every time I hear this, it's just the power ballad hour.
Oh, okay, I got you. And who are you?
Manwich.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and do the fun. This is the show about your calls. Hey, by the way, you can join us online and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And we put them up on there on our website because we want to show off our lady listeners. In fact, it's not just any old photo. They actually have a photo specifically taken of themselves proving that they listen to the show. Usually that means they're holding up a sign of some sort that references the show. So check it out, freetalklive.com. And know this, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. If anybody has ever doubted that advertising works, we were responsible for 13% of the Free State Project signups in the month of August. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. The fact is, we believe in it, though.
Yeah.
We're all members, so it's the perfect kind of advertising. You can't get a more targeted ad format than Free Talk Live for the Free State Project. We're all members. We love it.
Speaking of the Free State, let's go to it with Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Dennis.
Howdy, folks. As an amplifier, it's great to be online with you guys.
It's great to have you here.
Hey, and by the way, I am a Free State Project member, and that's the basic reason I am an amplifier, so thank you guys very much for mentioning it often and keeping the show hip and funny.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're out there. You're an early mover, then.
Yes, I did move all the way from California to the Free State.
And that's let me tell you, then we're going to have to go.
So have you spent a winter there yet?
What, in California?
No.
I'm sure he spent a winter in California. Oh, have you had a...
in California, dude.
A nice winter? Have you had one of those?
I grew up in Wisconsin, so I can tell you all about winter, and I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Gotcha.
Well, so, being from Florida, I'm scared.
Oh, come on. Hey, you know what? The people who founded this country took a ship. And they had dysentery.
They what did you say they took?
Ship.
I will take you right off the air.
S-H-I-P in Paul.
All right. Hey, but I didn't call to talk all about that kind of freedom and stuff. I called because I want to talk about marijuana.
Oh, really? Dopehead, are you?
I didn't
kidding,
say that.
Dennis. I'm just kidding. What? No,
personally, I'm not running for any state office yet.
What's on your mind besides THC right now? I'm kidding again.
Well, I tell you, first and foremost, I do want to mention that the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, are having a freedom rally in Boston tomorrow.
Oh, really?
If it doesn't get rained out, at this point, Ophelia looks like she may not comply. So there's the possibility that there'll be a what they call a rally in Boston in the Commons.
It's actually a huge event, isn't it?
It is a very huge event. If you go to masscan.org, MASCANN.org. That's where all the info is. And there is a Free State Project table there.
Sweet.
Where if this thing goes through, if we don't get told that we can't have it because it's too wet, I will be there.
You're going to be there, and I believe the president of the Free State Project will be there as well, correct?
I believe so. She's the one who wrote me into doing this thing.
And you're
a nice
guy, Dennis, but she's better looking than you, so that's an extra reason to go.
You are not going to get any... And I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. But I'm married, so I can't go any further there. So,
yes, indeed.
I did want to mention, I want to talk about an idea that I think...
Depends on the kind of marriage you have, but okay.
Hey, so anyway.
Moving on.
I don't have that kind.
Neither do I anymore.
Unenforcement laws. Have you all heard of this? Drug unenforcement laws.
Tell me about it. That's new to me.
Basically, the deal is, it's something that you can do very much at a local level. And you basically get either a township, a city, a county, a whatever you got together, and you pass a little, really just a resolution that says, as far as our enforcement is concerned, we want to make drug enforcement or marijuana enforcement for, like, the small-time users the lowest priority.
Wait, and how do you get this passed?
Well,
is this like a mass vote thing?
It depends on your locality, and actually this has already been done in three places that I can see right now on the web. Some folks have done this in, looks like, Wyoming, but we won't talk about that.
Okay.
So
it doesn't matter where it's happened, but I mean, is it typically like a ballot initiative where it has to have a majority vote? Is it just something where you have to get the selectmen or the city commissioners on board for it? What are the different ways that you can get this to happen?
It depends on your locality. It's actually been done, it looks like, in Kansas, which mm-hmm. is a surprising place to.
Wonders never cease?
But certainly, ballot initiatives are one way.
Here's my question for you. If you have to get it on the ballot, then why not just run a candidate for sheriff and have all those people vote for that sheriff candidate and have the sheriff say, look, instead of making it the lowest priority, we're just going to take it off the map completely?
Well, there's a number of things there, right? One is the sheriff can't decide what is or is not legal.
Hmm. He can decide enforcement, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, so you would vote for the sheriff's candidate who says that he's going to make that enforcement his lowest priority.
Vote for the sheriff's candidate that says he was going to abolish the vice squad, personally.
Well, I mean,
couldn't
they
do that? Couldn't he just... I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's not many candidates for sheriff who are credible, who are likely to get the position, that are going to agree with you there, as much as I wish that there were.
There will be in New Hampshire someday.
Yeah,
you're going to run for sheriff, Dennis.
That's what we're working on.
Good.
Sheriff, I am completely not the man for the job. But the nice thing about drug unenforcement, just the notion that you can pass a resolution at a local level that says, as far as we the people are concerned, the lowest priority is drug enforcement.
I like it.
The thing that's great about it is it's passable.
Yeah.
People who are not radical libertarians will actually go along with this.
Like, and, you know, at worst, it'll at least stir up some controversy. It'll at least stir up some public discussion on the matter, which could only be a good thing for us. Dennis, great idea, man. Thanks for checking in with us. And best of luck tomorrow. I hope you don't get rained out. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231.
When we get to New Hampshire, I should run for sheriff. I could be like Boss Hog Manwich. It'd be great. Drive around a big convertible Eldorado. I already have the big convertible Eldorado, just like Boss Hog had.
Problem here, little lady. Oh, Sheriff Manwich, my hero.
Yeah. Let's go back.
You just want to walk around in a uniform wearing a gun with a name tag that says Manwich, don't you?
Sheriff Manwich.
Sounds like fun to me.
Let's go to Sergio in Australia. Sergio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, I've got two things I want to discuss today.
Yes, sir.
First thing is my idea of what a libertarian government would look like a really, really small one.
Yeah.
I was thinking that it could basically be just a constitution, just a piece of paper with everyone's rights on it. Instructions for how to set up your own certified or at least a valid courthouse, police force, and so on like that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, anyone can make their own with a few minimum requirements. And if they don't have those minimum requirements, then they can't call themselves whatever. They can't brand themselves with a constitutional label or whatever.
Hmm.
And also, I think a constitution needs to have some sort of element of self-preservation. Like, it has to have something in it that says, if you are planning to overthrow the constitution and you have an organization that stated that, that organization can legally be taken down by anyone who wants to profit.
Wait, anyone who wants to what? That it can be taken down by anybody who wants to what, Sergio? And he's gone. No. Must be one of those voiceover IP things. He's out of here. All right, well, interesting idea.
Yeah, eBay, money well spent. Good job, guys. $2.6 billion. Do you hear that?
Okay, no one knows what you're talking about, Torgo.
Sorry.
Including myself.
It's been all over the news.
Not everybody watches the news. So
eBay is purchasing Skype, a voice over IP service, probably what this guy was using to call us, for $2.6 billion.
Wow, that's amazing.
Company that has $50 million in annual revenue. eBay's paying $2.6 billion.
They must have a lot of assets.
Maybe they can buy us for $2 billion. Would we sell for $2 billion?
I'm for sale for $2
billion. You have no idea what I'd do for $2 billion.
I can't think of anything that I wouldn't do for $2 billion.
It's your show. Anything goes. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it with you, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Totally free. freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. James in Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
How y'all fellas doing tonight?
Excellent, James.
I'm a podcast listener. I'm kind of new to this whole technology stuff.
That's okay.
And I was listening to you guys' Saturday podcast, finally got around to it. And you guys were, I'm not too bright with them techno stuff. It took me up.
Hey, don't feel bad. I don't even have an iPod.
Oh, well, you're behind the times then.
Yes, I am.
Well, at least anyways, you got our show, and that's what's important, James. What did you think about Saturday's show?
Well, your show is all right. You guys got some good ideas, but you called in, or Rita called in, and she sounded like a fine Christian woman, and you
not
guys were kind of, well.
She sounded like a maniac to me.
Well, down here in Texas, she sounded about right to me.
You think she was right? Do you think that people, well, hold on a second, James. Rita, just to recap, for anybody that wasn't listening on Saturday, and I know you missed, I guess, this moment, Torgo.
Yes.
And it's too bad, because you were supposed to be here that that particular night. But Rita,
I'm a slacker, though.
As we've dubbed her, Religious Rita, she called in, and she said that if she found out that I was, if she lived next door to me, and she found out that I was having sex with my fiancé, she would call the cops on me. She would report us for having, for fornicating. For having sex outside of marriage.
As a matter of fact, anybody who violated her, the laws in her religious utopia, which mostly seemed to be about sex, she seemed to be real hung up on sex.
Yeah.
Then they had to go to jail.
You think that's a good Christian, James?
Well, if you guys are having sex loud enough, she can hear it across the street. Maybe call the cops. Beating each other or something over there.
Now, if that's a noise violation, I could understand. Maybe I could maybe understand that. But you know, the idea would be that if she discovered, maybe if it wasn't from the noise, if she just knew that we were having sex outside of marriage, she'd call the cops on us. You don't think that should be illegal, do you, James?
Well, maybe not illegal. Maybe she needs to call the cops on herself for snooping around your house, staring at you and your woman, getting it on.
Well, the funny thing was, she said she wasn't a busybody. But if she came across the information, she'd have no compunction at all about calling the law on somebody like me.
Now, I'm not nosy. I'm not going to go looking through your windows or anything like that. But if we're talking, or let's say I become friends with your woman and we're talking, and she tells me, oh, blah, 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 Ian does this when we're in bed together, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
Because that's not right. God hates you.
Oh, well, now, I don't know. Maybe
now, look,
he's a spiteful old bastard. But
James,
I don't think
really
he does,
Christian?
Though.
Oh, can I say that? I forgot. You guys are on the radio.
Yeah, you can say bastard. It's okay.
Oh, well, what the heck?
Hey, are you really a Christian, or are you just pulling our leg?
I might just be pulling your leg.
You know, it's okay, though. I mean, I have nothing against a good Christian. I have nothing against the Christians that respect everybody else around them and respect, you know, their privacy and respect their lives and their choices. I think a good Christian is a Christian that is there for somebody when they want to come be a Christian. You know, you cannot force your religious beliefs on other people and just get them to accept them. You can't pass laws and force other people to act in the way that you'd like them to. You have to use persuasion. Guns don't work. You know, I mean, the guns are good for self-defense, but as far as forcing other people to act and behave in the manner that you'd like them to, pointing weapons at them is the most ineffective way to get them to do it.
Just stop legislating morals.
Yes.
Stop it.
That's true. I guess so. I don't know. I've been in Texas all my life, and I guess that's just all that I know. We're pretty strict down here.
You're pretty conservative down there in Texas.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that moron in the White House came from here, so what are you going to do? There's
what are you going to do?
Oh, now, come on. He may have been the governor of Texas, but that man's from Connecticut.
Touche.
Well, he's got a pretty big ranch down here, and he screws up traffic patterns every now and then when he comes to visit every other week.
I'm
supposed to have a job or something?
I'm just a salt-of-the-earth rancher. That's all I am. I'm a Washington outsider. I'd go back down to my ranch every once in a while, just a little low-key, you know, me and my entourage shutting down the main thoroughfare in town only for about 3 or 4 hours while we take our 25-minute trip out to the ranch so you can get a picture of me in blue jeans.
James, keep up with Free Talk Live. Keep listening to us and call us back sometime. We always like hearing a Texas perspective, man. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. To the ladies, Helen in Argentina, you're on Free Talk Live. One of our Shriners. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hello everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, really, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I was analyzing what you guys say,
yes.
And the question popped up in my head.
What's that?
The question is, what do you guys understand under freedom? See, you can hear freedom, 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 we're going to be like free state, whatever, free state project.
So what does freedom mean to us? Is that what you're saying?
Right, right. What would you say?
The definition of freedom is to be able to do what you want to do,
so long as you don't hurt somebody else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So,
is that what you were wondering?
So, Yeah. So, like, you can do whatever you want to do.
Whatever. You want to dress up in a little pink tutu and run down the middle of the street playing your ukulele, you can do that.
Right, that sounds good.
If you have people who are willing to live on your property as slaves and claim that you own them, go right ahead. Go right ahead and own people if they choose to be your property.
But that's in case if they choose to be slaves.
Right. Exactly.
That's right. That's part of freedom.
If they choose not to be slaves, you just need to back up and leave them alone while they get off your property.
Right. So you basically cannot force anybody to be doing anything.
That's correct.
So
everything's voluntary.
Right. I see. So somebody doesn't choose to be, somebody who'd make your dream become true. You cannot force him, right?
That's correct. If you want somebody to give your money to them, you have to provide them with a product or a service or be really nice to them or, you know, whatever it takes, but that you can't point guns at people and take their money, which is what government does. That's how government operates, Helen. They point weapons at everybody and they force you to give them your money and then they spend it how they want to.
Well, I believe that. Wrong. Yeah. Yeah, I spent the last few years in states and I can say right after the September 11th, it was pure propaganda, it was pure political pressure, and it became real disgusting, so I really left it.
You obviously have an accent, Helen, and it seems Russian to me. Where are you from?
No, she's from...
Yeah, you know I'm Russian.
I know that, but, I mean, are you from Russia exactly, or are you from one of the other former Soviet states?
No, as a matter of fact, yeah, I'm from Russia. I'm from southern part of Russia, next to Black Sea. Real peaceful, real nice down there.
When did you leave there?
Well, long ago. It was, another life, we can say so.
Was it like over 10 years ago?
Yeah.
How interesting that you still have such a heavy accent after
She really means another life. She used to be Catherine the Great.
You know what? Any language I speak right now, I speak it with accents because I have quite a mess in my head.
I like it, personally. I like the accent, Helen. And thank you for the call. Hearing from you. 800
Thanks for making our dreams come true, Helen.
9231. Thanks, Helen. She's a cutie, too. You should check her out at freetalklive.com.
Nice lady.
Shrine of Female Listeners. Hey, we're coming back with more. In fact, another Shriner is on the line. It is the Night of the Shriners. Andrea is on the line. She wants to talk to us about gun control.
And Man, which is here.
More coming back.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. How do you spell love? For some, it's F-O-R-D. For others, it's H-E-M-I. Yep, America's heartbeat isn't limited to Chevys. And when I come back, we'll run the numbers on America's love affair with cars.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
To many drivers, cars aren't just transportation. They're members of the family. According to the International Car Wash Association, 84% of people polled said they loved their cars. 27% gave their cars pet names, while a whopping 64% hold conversations with their buggies. And when it comes down to business, many people prefer Buicks to boardrooms. 20% of car owners have held meetings in their cars, while 34% make important life decisions while behind the wheel.
Now that's what I call TLC, which stands for Tender Loving Car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Friday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, and of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will email it to you. And you can join the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You know, you mentioned earlier that I was gone last Friday because it was my birthday. And I don't know, I didn't have a birthday cake, which makes me sad. But, you know, I could have had a calorie-free birthday cake if someone had picked up the phone and called 1-800-Flowers.
Judging from the size of your
calorie. Which would have been nice.
Yeah, if someone cared about you.
Yeah, if someone cared about me, which no one does.
We gave you a day off.
But, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Here's a day off from that job you don't get paid for. Well, thanks. Thanks, guys. But actually, the calorie-free birthday cake is a 1-800-Flowers.com bestseller. It's a cake-shaped fresh flower arrangement and sure to impress everyone. If you do go ahead and order one for somebody that you know who has a birthday coming up, you can use the code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards that or any other of the wonderful items that they have in their vast array of floral designs and other gifts that are available for you and your loved ones. So call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com.
They do got lots of flower stuff.
And they're your florist of choice.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones to the fun. This is your show. Let's talk to Andrea in Virginia. Andrea, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Just wanted to make a brief comment. You were talking about gun ownership for felons.
We were.
And it just struck me that that a lot of people might take that as being a very, very bad idea.
Yeah.
However, I read somewhere, and I don't remember exactly where the quote was from, somebody mentioning the fact that if you don't give felons gun ownership, it's very easy for the federal government to take away guns by merely making everything a felony.
Good point. Also, here's another just totally realistic point. If you're a felon and you get out of jail, and there's all kinds of different felonies. I mean, there's a felony for possessing over 21 grams of marijuana, for instance, and of course it's also a felony to commit violence against people. So you got the the marijuana, the nonviolent felony types getting out of jail. They might actually have families and want to protect themselves and have a use or a legitimate use for a gun, and they would never consider being violent or robbing a store or doing something terrible with a gun in the future. So they definitely deserve to have their rights restored. And the other point you just want to remember is it doesn't matter what laws you pass, the criminals, the ones that are violent, the ones that really want to get their hands on a gun to use for bad purposes, to hurt others, they're going to do it anyway. They don't care about the law. They don't care that it's illegal for them to have the gun.
Did you just turn 60? They're going to do it anyway.
Criminals.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Seriously, though, they will get their hands on the weapons. They
I happen to know a felon who has a gun, who hasn't used it for anything, but he still has a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I would too.
It doesn't stop them from getting guns. Surprise. Yeah. These little laws don't work.
Not that we have to tell you that, Andrea, but for those out there that wouldn't believe that we would suggest felons should be able to have guns, the felons that want the guns already have them.
Exactly.
So, Andrea, you were on the phone with us last night telling us a little something about your relationship, and
oh, geez,
I guess things are kind of rocky with you, correct, as far as you and your husband?
Yes.
Can you talk about this right now?
For a moment.
Okay, because Because I was,
here's
what's going on. I was reading one of your posts on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, and apparently, like, right as we were getting off the phone with you, your husband had walked into the room last night as you were telling us about how your relationship is sort of on the rocks, and that sort of threw things into even a more rocky condition, and things got worse as a result of it. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's okay. He hasn't brought it up again yet. I'm hoping he doesn't remember.
Was he drunk?
But,
why would he not remember?
No, he's got a lot going on, and he tends to get aggravated about a lot of different things.
I see. All right. Just wanted to make sure everything was all right. I don't want to get any of my listeners beaten or anything like that. He's not a violent guy, is he?
No.
Okay, good deal. Anything else on your mind?
Not at the moment.
Andrea, thank you so much for checking in. 800-259-9231. She is actually not only a Shriner, but a Shriner slash amplifier, which is cool.
That's the highest category.
It is. The upper echelon.
She's one of the Shriners that we like.
Oh, sorry. We appreciate everybody who's on the Shriner female listeners at freetalklive.com. So we got all kinds of stuff still to talk about here tonight. In fact, let's go to an email from Rich. Rich emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com about the intent, the original intent of government programs. He says, you talk often about how government programs never accomplish what they were originally intended to do. In fact, we quite frequently point out that government programs tend to have the opposite of their intended effects, unintended consequences.
Often happens.
He says, I think you're wrong. I think all government programs do exactly what they were originally intended to do. They expand the power of the politicians to interfere with the lives of citizens.
Well, yes, but it's not the purported reason for each of the programs.
Yes, they don't accomplish their publicly stated goal.
That's true. And he's right in this respect. That, you know, I don't know. I think a lot of the politicians vote for these things for the reasons that, you know, they want to help people, they want to do the right thing, but, you know, mostly they want to get more votes and then, you know, solve the problem the way they know how to solve it.
Not that they could ever solve it with any government program, but he goes on to say, these programs are quite simply misrepresented to the public. There hasn't been a government program since the beginning of the 20th century that hasn't been a bait and switch. Our government officials lie to us about what their intentions are. So he's suggesting that they're all being dishonest. He says it's that simple. The Department of Education, for example, has never been about education. It's always been about establishing a mechanism to hoodwink and indoctrinate generations of U.S. citizens.
Wait a second. Now, let's suppose for a moment that I work for a living selling radio airtime as my job. And I'm a radio, you know, I'm an advertising executive. It's my job. Now, advertising executives for radio stations and radio programs tend to believe that radio advertising is the best form of advertising out there. So if I had the power to mandate that all businesses advertise on the radio because it's good for them, because it's the right thing for them.
Right.
And it will build their businesses. It'll do the right things. We'll build strong business relationships in the community. It'll bring more customers in. It'll help the economy. All these great reasons.
Especially if they advertise on Free Talk Live.
Right. I'd mandate that they all advertise on Free Talk Live. Suddenly, I would be inundated with people that had to advertise on my talk show. So, consequently, I would charge higher prices and provide less service, or the same service, at least, at the very least. I probably wouldn't try as hard, so therefore my service would go down somewhat.
Right.
Who cares how well we record this?
Sure, they're forced by law to advertise
with us. Anyway, you know, I can cut down and on the really creative people that I have to pay a lot of money to and just hire some, middle-of-the-road schleb that'll work for peanuts plus a really good pension program.
Okay.
And then it doesn't matter if, as time goes on, all the spots start to sound like Manwich's live reads. You know, because these people have no choice but to advertise on Free Talk Live.
Right, they'd all be that bad.
Well,
so do you understand how a politician could be not trying to grow the size, not trying to grow the size of government, not trying to bait and switch people, but he could, in fact, be trying to do the right thing.
I understand. I think there are certainly some politicians out there that are trying to do the right thing, but on the other side of that, I do think there are definitely people, like, for instance, he mentions the Department of Education, and we had somebody call in with some very scary, frightening quotes from some people back in the early part of the 20th century, back when they were forming programs like this, like from communists that were involved in the Department of Education that wanted to indoctrinate kids with the worship of the state. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Friday night edition. Here till 10 Eastern. It is Egan here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get the live streaming. It's totally free, of course. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version. freetalklive.com. In the midst of an email from Rich, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Rich is convinced that the government doesn't really have good intentions. Man, would you still believe that the government does have good intentions? I'm kind of in between the both of you. I think that some of them have good intentions, and some of them are definitely looking to expand the power of the state.
I think that there's certainly some bad apples, but I don't know if it's spoiled the whole bunch.
I'd say probably majority bad apples, but anyway,
they just got a bad system for solving their problems.
Here's what Rich says. He says, nobody can tell me that the USA Patriot Act was anything other than a blatant grab for legal sanction for the people in the Department of Justice to murder and pillage at their whim, no matter how much spin Washington puts on it as a so-called protective measure. If Washington wants me to be safe from criminals and terrorists, they'd be best off to let me arm myself as I see fit. Ain't no terrorist gonna attack a city full of gun-toting citizens.
Nope.
The 9/11 hijackings could never have taken place had the government not disarmed the U.S. citizens on those planes. And that, he's absolutely right about. No doubt. I mean, if the people on those planes had had weapons on them, what would they have been able to do? Those terrorists would have been stopped dead in their tracks. I mean, at worst, a couple people would have died in the ensuing battle, but it certainly wouldn't have been as tragic as the entire plane blowing up.
Well, I don't know if I would travel on the plane that had armed passengers, quite honestly. It doesn't seem like the safest mode of transportation to me.
How would you travel?
I travel on the planes without people with armed passengers. But I can tell you right now that even in unarmed planes, no one's going to be hijacking airplanes with box cutters anymore in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to happen again.
He says our government in its current form exists for the sole purpose of expanding its members' power. Let's also not forget that the vast majority of the people involved with our government leviathan are appointees and employees, not elected officials. Government policy and its execution have little or nothing to do with our elected officials, say, what they say, think, or even do, but rather with the whim and whimsy of those whose tax-generated income is secure no matter who is currently in office. All government programs exist to control people, and all of them are packaged and sold as benevolent, helpful, and progressive.
You know, but it's our elected officials that are responsible for this mess.
Absolutely.
They passed all this stuff. Granted, the people enforcing
it. And they appoint the appointees.
Mm-hmm. The people that, you know, are doing the jobs are certainly appointed. But it's our elected officials that could turn it around in a moment's time if they felt like it. And they're not going to.
He says it's a sugarcoating, the progressive idea, to disguise the bitter taste of indentured servitude and outright slavery. The government and its power-hungry agents are the ultimate con artists, the snake oil salesmen of the modern age. Rich, thanks for the email. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Doesn't guarantee you'll get it on the air, but it's been known to happen. Now, Matt, what you wanted to cover, the president's speech.
The president made a rousing speech today about...
And I thought about maybe we should heckle... Oh, it was today? I thought it was last night.
I thought it was today. I don't know. I heard about the speech today. It could have been last night.
If he ever speaks during the show, we always consider putting the feed on the air and heckling him live. But I decided against it last night. Anyway, what do you have to say?
Well, President Bush walked out in front of the lectern in the front of the church last night to address the nation. It was a nice opening touch. His blue shirt was wrinkleless, but his rolled-up sleeves made him look serious and hard at work. Well, you know... Go ahead.
I want to talk straight to the people tonight.
Thank you, President.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm just a regular American, just like you.
Some girl's going to part my hair for me. And I could go through his whole speech, but basically...
Please don't.
The CNN, you know, covered it. They were looking for people to, talk bad or talk good about the president's speech, and mostly everybody who listened said... Oh, it was a great speech. They looked for the, you know, the disenfranchised. They wanted people to talk bad about the speech of the president. But, well, the president promised that they were going to rebuild New Orleans, that there couldn't be a United States without a New Orleans, that New Orleans was an integral part of the United States, and we're going to spend $2 billion taxpaying dollars.
$2 billion, or was it $200 billion?
I'm sorry, $200 billion
$100 billion. Now, we're going to take $200 billion... I think that's a real number. That's what they tell me. $200 billion.
I don't know how many zeros are there.
And we're going to restore America back to the way it was before all these terroristical hurricanes.
$200 billion. That's like two with zero, 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 zero after it. That's a lot of money, America.
See, now, everybody who heard it, you know, the local mayor, the mayor of New Orleans and the local parishes, they all said, oh, it's a great speech. It was a wonderful speech. He promised $200 billion to rebuild this place. This is $200 billion that he's going to give away. Of course it was a great speech.
Mm.
If I promised to give you $10 million, wouldn't you say that I'd given you a great speech?
Yeah, you could have called my mom a whore and given me $10 million.
You wouldn't have even had to talk, but I would have vouched for how great that speech was.
Absolutely. These people, it's like they won something a lot bigger than the lottery. Of course it was a great speech. You know, I mean, he did everything.
They've already squandered billions. These people... what is with people today? They're so mind-warped and so brainwashed into thinking the government has some sort of special ability to do something right. We've already seen them fail and fail and fail time and time again, especially in the disaster relief efforts. What makes you think that this $200 billion is going to go towards the right things in the city? I mean... I don't trust it at all.
These people don't care. They're just planning one hell of a trip to the strip club with $200 billion.
it's just ridiculous. I mean... This is the small government Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Is all he's doing. He's not taxing and spending.
Oh, but he's taxing and charging. He's compassionate.
He's compassionate with my money. Is he going to get compassionate with me when I say I'm not paying my taxes? How much compassion is there going to be then? They're going to throw my butt in jail. And if I say I'm not going because what you did was wrong and evil, somebody's going to shoot me in the head. How much compassion is that?
I have no answer for that.
That's what's evil and cynical about these people.
I agree with you. 800-259-9231. If you want to get your comments in, now is the time to do it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. If you want to get your call on, now's the time to do it. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get all the stuff for free, all the live streaming, the archives, bulletin board system, trying to female listeners on the house. And it always will be, although we'd like your help promoting the show. We've created a little program we call AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. What's it mean, Manwich?
Basically, it allows the listeners to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Whether it's in trade magazines, we're in Talkers Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this big half page. And the amazing thing is, program directors have called us off this ad.
Well, one or two.
But who cares?
It's starting. It's,
I'll take
the
it.
The avalanche has begun.
I will absolutely take it.
I have never heard you downplay the attention that the show is getting from something ever. That's the first time I've ever heard that. You're like, eh, no, we still kind of suck. You know, I've never heard that come from you.
Seriously, though, it's the best-looking ad in the entire magazine, and it's all thanks to you guys, because otherwise we'd still be stuck at a 16th of a page.
I'm sure the graphics guy is sitting there going, you're like, oh, that's the best-looking ad in the magazine, thanks to the people who didn't design it. You know, he's listening.
Thanks to the people who funded it.
No, I know that. Yes. I know. It's just the way you made
Johnson
it sound.
Johnson designed it.
It's the best-looking ad thanks to Manwich's face.
Anyway, all we're asking for is $3 a month, so it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it, because, again, everything's free at freetalklive.com, so it will continue to be free. But if you can't afford it, it helps us out a lot. We can get more listeners, more radio stations on board, so get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
And the money is not going to fund our paychecks.
No.
No. As a matter of fact, we don't get them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to check out all the details.
Yeah, I actually wanted to take a second, since you were talking about the AMP program and helping to market and promote the show. I just wanted to take a second to actually personally thank one of our listeners, because we won the podcast award for Cultural Political Podcast. Best Cultural Political Podcast a couple of months ago, and there's this Podcasting and Portable Media Expo coming up in November, and there's the award ceremony there and stuff like that, and I'm planning on going. It's not the cheapest trip in the world.
Sure.
And so, you know,
California from Florida.
And I posted a little thing about it on the BBS, and anybody who felt like they were, you know, it felt kind and wanted to help out, you know, there was a PayPal link and stuff like that. And Paul, one of our listeners, has contributed to the Send Torgo to California for the Podcasting Expo Fund. And
awesome.
And I want to say thank you, Paul. That was awesome.
So you can go, if you want to help Torgo get to California, you can go to our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Man, which we got time for a little bit of detail on this article you got here.
Well, it's just a little article by CBS News. And it's about the Center for Drug Control's National Center for Health Statistics has just done a survey, and apparently more women, especially those in their late teens and 20s, are experimenting with bisexuality, or at least feel more comfortable reporting same-sex encounters, according
Sweet.
To...
Sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It found that 11.5% of women ages 18 to 44 said that they've had at least one sexual experience with another woman in their lifetimes, compared with 4% of women 18 to 59. That's a, just to be clear, statistically, you know, I mean, they cut out somewhere in the neighborhood of 20%. And then, of course, the number rose.
Yeah.
But anyway, 18 to 59, comparable a decade earlier. For women in their late teens and 20s, the percentage rose to 14% in the more recent survey. About 6% of men in their teens and 20s said
that
they...
The bad news there is it means that we're worth less to women now, because they're turning more to their same sex instead of guys. We're kind of being cut out of the picture.
I think they do it a lot to be attractive to men.
Hey, we're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.